I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois lawmakers are advancing a bill that would impose new regulations on electric bikes and scooters. The regulations include limits on where they can be driven, and for higher speed devices, age requirements, and even driver's licenses. Supporters of the bill say the devices are creating safety hazards because Illinois has few regulations, which allow them to be currently operated at high speeds alongside pedestrians. House Republican leader Tony McCombie opposed the bill.
The Secretary of State's push for e-bike regulation under the guise of safety disregards the many concerns of utility terrain vehicle owners to protect roads and users. Unfortunately, the measure passed falls short and negates current law for driving under the influence.
Users who violate the regulations could pay fines and have their devices confiscated and impounded by the police. They're also subject to other existing traffic laws and penalties as well. Two bills designed to curtail excessive rate hikes for home and auto insurance have passed the Illinois State House. Each bill prohibits insurers from imposing excessive or discriminatory rates as determined by the Illinois Department of Insurance. Advance notice for renewal premiums over 10% are also required. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Secretary of State Alexi Janulius each advocated on behalf of one of the bills, despite industry backlash. Democratic Representative Thaddeus Jones called the homeowner insurance legislation a victory for ratepayers.
This is a great bill for affordability for our consumers. This is negotiated as perfectly as we could with the industry.
Republicans in both chambers largely voted against each bill, insisting the added bureaucracy jeopardizes open and competitive rates. Both bills now move to the governor's office for final approval. Illinois lawmakers have advanced a plan to make utility bills easier for consumers to understand. The Senate has unanimously approved House Bill 5524, filed by Representative Dave Severin of Benton and sponsored in the Senate by Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro. The measure orders the state's commission on government forecasting and accountability to collect and publish clear, accessible information on the fees and surcharges added to electric bills. The bill now returns to the House for concurrence. This is WSIU.